What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? This is Kavasky Irvin, the host of the Humming Podcast, and we have a lot of great new and exciting discoveries to expose on this channel based on the direction, the choice of topics, and the choice of events that we will be doing. Currently, we have a splendora amount of activity. Currently, we are right now putting together a Lego car, which is preoccupying my time in this morning. And it's just been something I started last night. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. As your host, I just want to go ahead and say that you guys are fantastic. You're awesome. And I thank you so much for listening into this podcast. Thank you for taking time to just listen and hear and get a peace of mind based on where the direction of life is headed. I wanted to say something else, but I will say that we have been having so many new openings in many fields. See, I'm an investor, right? And I invest in different stocks. And just a few days ago, there was a big decline in three of the most popular stocks that among you know, Twitter users and Twitter exchangers and space occupiers. If you are hip to spaces on Twitter, then you should know what I mean by space occupiers. Because there's a new feature on Twitter called Spaces. And that is really a big part of my generation. Now, guys, we will be having our guest, Jaden, on. But right now, we're just working with the schedule, working with the things that he's setting up. And we're not pressed about his arrival because he will be showing up in due time. We do have some more after Jaden that we'll be doing, but we have something really special set up for the kid. So it's just a matter of time till we can get that to him because he's awesome and we just can't wait to get it done for him. Now, I made a video about 4 days ago on Terry McMillan's work. And somehow that podcast did not get posted. It was one of my favorites about her work. We highlighted her book, Disappearing Acts. We highlighted her book, The Interruption of Everything. And we highlighted her book, Mama. And we also highlighted her book, Waiting to Exhale. And we also highlighted her book, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. All these books were highlighted because this is a podcast of deep dialect and deep discussion. We discuss topics that are very important to, you know, the world that we live in. And that is why I highlight the Lord, because I'm not of this world. I'm in this world, but not of this world, right? And I highlight these topics of the world because it is very important for Christians to understand their position in the middle of these things, right? And I will not be a blind follower of the Lord when he has given me so much scripture to see. Why would I follow blindly and have my actions guided by he who was of the world? Could not be. Now, let's do a big highlight on what we talked about with Terry McMillan really quick, okay? And as I do that, I'm going to go and I want to go ahead and go grab the books, but I don't want to necessarily leave you guys hanging for that little period of time. So what I'll say is, each one of these books, she approaches it from different characters, and she uses a new type of dialogue in each situation. People may think that dialogue is just dialogue, but dialogue isn't only dialogue. Dialogue is the choice of delivery. How a person chooses to deliver a message can be brought out by the unique way that a person is living. So in this particular work, The Interruption of Everything, which we have not completely finished all the way through, we highlight Marilyn Grimes. And Marilyn Grimes goes through very many interruptions, from pregnancy, menopause, to children breaking arms, to children coming back from school and college, and sons acting different, and her husband is supposedly cheating. Her mother, she's taking care of two moms. She's taking care of her best friends. And we're getting the perspective of a woman who's being interrupted by everything. How can that affect a life, right? You're interrupted by everything. And that is where we are currently coming from. The interruption of everything. You know, I'm not going to say that I'm perfect, but if I were interrupted by everything, that would affect me, man. That would truly bring me a sense of uncomfort. I want to say that I have been affected by some things because life is not perfect. And sometimes you get in relationships with people you think that relationship will work, or sometimes you make friends and you think these people are good, or sometimes you open up your heart and mind to new ideas and they don't work out. So this interruption can happen in different ways. But with Marilyn Grimes, she's a very much in her head woman. So she thinks about things. But at the same time as she's thinking all these things, she's actually putting in work, and life is coming and happening. And she's just, sometimes the things she thinks about just goes out of the window because of a new occurrence of something else. And that is the story, The Interruption of Everything. Right now, we are on chapter 16 of that book. But what I said was in that post where I had a shout out for Jaden, I had a shout out for the audiobook for the Interruption of Everything, I had a shout out for my Instagram, The Ocean Science. And that post ended up getting scratched. So I had to reevaluate how I was going to approach this. And it was kind of sad for me when I saw that happened. I was like, oh man, no, that's not good. Because that was a really fun podcast and I wanted you guys to experience that. And I didn't get to make it. So we're doing it right now. And right now is better than never. On another note, with how Stella got her groove back, the character, I believe, is in her 40s, and she goes off to the Bahamas. And when she gets there, she's has a lot on her plate as a woman who has been very dominant in her field of work. And as she's dominant in this field and in this class of business, she hasn't really been able to make time for love. So when she gets to the Bahamas, she sees this young 21-year-old guy. And this 21-year-old guy sparks her heart up for excitement. And what she does is she follows this. she wants to get more out of this young man, but she's not seeing him as a young man. She's seeing him as a man. So it's not it's not something she's not permitted to do because he's old of age, but he is a young man and he's bringing something new and exciting to her. She acts on it. And we'll leave it right there. If you guys give me one moment for a small departure, I will play a little tune for you. Hopefully I can get that tune going. So let's do a little commercial now. All right, guys, I'm back. And we have How Stella Got Her Groove Back with us right now. And we're going to read about her description of Stella Payne, who is the 42-year-old divorced and high-powered investment analyst, mother of 11-year-old Quincy. And it says she does it all. Now, guys, I said she was 40. I said a couple things other about her. Pretty accurate what I told you guys, so don't get upset with me. Everything I said was pretty accurate. Now, reading stories like this as a man, the excitement this brings to me is unparalleled to what I'm getting from the television. And this work, the creators of this work put into it a sense of skill that displays their characters, their impression upon an industry, and it also pushes a message. A positive message of creation. This is an art form. Creating is an art form. Writing is an art form. Illustration is an art form. This is all art, but you need to see it in the way that is being portrayed. How can you see it in the way that is being portrayed? That's a big question. Well, how can you see it in the way that it's being portrayed? You need to take yourself out of it and take it as it is. Take it for a grain of salt, pretty much. You can't control what you read, but you can control how you read it. You can control what you take from it, and you can control what you do with it. It's like if you read a newspaper. When you read a newspaper and you go out into the community and you see that what you read about, others are talking about, you can either choose to talk to these people about it, or you could call the newspapers fake and pretend as though the things you are reading don't happen. So I don't advise that. I advise you to talk with others about it. I advise you to say, hey, I noticed that too. I noticed that was going on. It's best to clear out these things out of your mind, is why I say this. Clear these things out of your mind and get a better understanding of what is really going on in your community. When you see people who write these stories, you know, they're just putting it out there for the people. And the people make these stories, whether they want to continue with stories like this, whether these stories are hitting close to home. The people make these stories. These stories are most likely not just something made up, but made up for your enjoyment. These are things that go on in real life. So pull yourself out of it and enjoy the things that are going on around you. And that way, when you open up and you find new things out in your community, you will be able to say, hey, I noticed that was going on too. And you'll be able to have conversations. You'll be able to enjoy time with others. And you'll start to see the fruit of life happening around you. That way, you won't spend so much time in your head, but you'll spend more time in work, doing work, and being a community-involved citizen, or, if you will, citizen or person of, you know, not interest, but a person of voice. Who wants to be a negative influence upon the new generations, right? No one. No one wants to be the negative influence. We want to impact others. I'm saying all of this to say a lot of stuff and just bringing it together. Now, let me read this really quick as I put together my little Lego hamburger car. Stella Payne is 42, divorced, a high-power investment analyst, mother of 11-year-old Quincy, and she does it all. In fact, if she doesn't do it, it doesn't get done. From Little League carpool duty to analyst portfolios to folding the laundry and bringing home the bacon, she does it all well, too. If her chick house, personal trainer, BMW, and her loving son are any indication, So what if there has been no one to share her bed with lately, let alone rock her world? Stella doesn't mind too much. She probably wouldn't have the energy for love, and all of love's nasty fallout anyway. But when Stella takes a spur of the moment vacation to Jamaica, I said Bahamas, it's actually Jamaica, her world gets rocked to the core, not just by the relaxing effects of sun and sea and an island full of attractive men, but by one man particular. He's tall, lean, soft-spoken, Jamaican, smells of citrus in the ocean, and is half her age. The tropics have cast their spell, and Stella soon realizes she has come to a cataclysmic juncture. Not only must she confront her hopes and fears about love, she must question all of her expectations, passions, and ideas about life and the way she has lived it. Now, that is the description. If you were to see some of the artwork in this book, you'd know that this is a reality, and this is why this book was so well placed and translated into a actual motion picture called How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And that's why it was so awesome amongst the people, because they were able to bring it to life, because Terry McMillan's, her works focus around dialogue. And when you focus around dialogue, you bring the personality of the characters out. To bring out a personality of a character is truly special. It's not something that everyone can do. Now, Terry McMillan can do it. She has done it. And she has succeeded. And she has been doing it for almost 35 years, or 40 years, maybe. I say 40. Yeah, 40 years. I would give her 40 and add on a plus sign at the end, because she's awesome like that. Now, myself, I've been writing since about 2015, late 15, early 16. So now it's 2024. So I'm going on 8 years. I'm going on 7, 8 years. And, around that same time, I began a position of abstinence. So this has been a big change in my life. And I'm really stepping into this field and trying to gain as much knowledge about what we are doing as I can, because I really enjoy writing. I enjoy it to the T, and I want to get the most out of it. And I don't want to hold back from anybody what I can offer to a space that is something unique that I can bring. I want to bring that out. I don't want to keep it in. Now, another book that I was talking about is called Waiting to Exhale. This book is a really a different one. I don't know that I'm going to highlight this one, but this one was translated into a motion picture as well, and it's very powerful. Actually, I'll read it. Let's just read the description now. It goes, Savannah Jackson is attractive, educated, and, as her mother and stepsister keep reminding her, unmarried at the age of 36. On the verge of moving to her fourth city in 15 years, Savannah is tired of being by myself and sick of explaining what it is she wants. Peace of mind, a place to call her to call home. I want to feel important to somebody. After 11 years of marriage, Bernadine Harris has the house, the BMW, and the kids. But a 24-year-old white bookkeeper has her husband. It seemed as if she'd always had a husband. Now, all she knew was that she was going to be a 36-year-old divorced mother of two. With her prescription of Xanax and her first pack of Cools in 106 days firmly in hand, Bernadine is on her own. Robin Stokes is a successful professional recovering from a dead-end love affair. They say love is a two-way street. If this is true, then the one I've been on for the last 2 years is a dirt road. After months of depression, shopping, and dating all the wrong men, she is determined to learn how to tell the difference between the real thing and the pretenders, even if she has to create the real thing from scratch. Gloria Matthews owns Oasis, one of the few hair salons for black women in Phoenix. Repeated disappointments and love throughout her life have driven her to find comfort and solace in God, other people's hair, food, and her teenage son. But with Tariq, almost 17, and her reign as mother nearly over, Gloria must consider her future. Just how do you go about making a life for yourself when you've been socially crippled and emotionally bankrupt for years? Here are the heroines of Terry McMillan's affecting new novel. Four African-American women who lean on each other while waiting to exhale, waiting for that man who will take their breath away. Through their complex friendships, McMillan gives us her most honest and searing novel yet, a poignant and fiercely accurate portrait of modern female camaraderie. Now, that is the description of Waiting to Exhale. This is a web. You see the web there? We described four women, all of different lives, but that we have a web. And at times these relationships is going to collide, and these relationships will bring out different sides of each other. And at times these relationships will expose what has been going on between uncertainties and confusions and why these things are happening with each other. And so they're going to bring out good sides of each other, and we are going to enjoy that sometime. But for now, I will tag the link to all of these books in the description here so that you can read or listen to the audiobooks and really get a big idea about what is going on with these books, because it's not good for you to sit and wonder about all this stuff by yourself. It's not good at all, guys. You got to go ahead and read that stuff, listen to that stuff, and just go ahead and attack it before it's too late, in a way. It's never too late, but just attack it while we're all doing it together, is what I'm saying. We're all doing it together, so attack it. I don't want to leave anybody behind. I want everybody to be on the same page and caught up together, because that's not who I am. I don't leave people behind like that. I bring you guys clarity, and that's why we are the Humming Pod and the Humans of the Ocean Podcast. Because I am your host, and I got your back, baby. Another thing I want to point out. Now, as we are reading Terry McMillan's work And her work is very much worthy of isolation. And that's why I've taken time to work through her books. I'm also doing a huge study on murder, mischief, detective, and FBI investigative actions. This is a big part of what I do. I love reading stories about deep topics and love intertwined detective stories. Like, so when there's love mixed in with it, with FBI and courtrooms and action, that seals the deal for me. I'm all for that energy right there. I love it. I fall for that. That is me, baby. I like that type of story. I'm all for that. If you can vouch for me on that, if you can vouch for a good love story, please, guys, don't leave me hanging. Let me know. A good love story. Who else likes a good love story mixed with some courtroom drama, mixed with a little blood and gore? Who else can feel for that? I'm not big on the documentary. I really like the fictions. But I definitely can do the documentaries as well. Like, I'm good on a documentary too. But right now, I'm actually into a fiction space of capturing that. And it's just something that's sitting really well with me. And my mind is becoming more open to the idea of knowledge. What would you call that? I'm wondering. What would you call the idea of knowledge? Because I have an idea of knowledge right now, and I'm open to the ideas of expansion and growth. Right now, I'm getting really far along with my Hamburg car, and this is really making me proud. Another point I want to highlight. So we've highlighted the books. We've highlighted what happened and went on because we couldn't get those books and stuff out. But today, the reason I want to jump on this podcast is because I have not talked science with you guys in quite a while. But we do science every day in everything we do. I have not talked science with you guys. Now, we have a big giveaway going on called the Nuclei. Giveaway, the Donye Taylor Nuclei giveaway. And we're giving away a brain bank, which is based in the idea of getting the ideas out of your mind and onto paper, getting the ideas out of your mind and into a space of necessarily collective. So it's out of your mind, and now it's something that you are collecting. You're collecting your ideas so that you can retract and go back to those ideas, right? Now, here's the giveaway. It reads like this. It's in the realm of innovation, ideas are the fuel that propels progress. They invite or ignite the imagination and drive individuals to bring their visions to life. Without the courage to act on ideas, they remain mere thoughts, untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. It is through the transformation of ideas into action that groundbreaking advancements, such as the nuclear device, emerge to shape the future. And it goes, allowing ideas to flow naturally is essential in the creative process. By embracing a mindset of openness and receptivity, individuals enable their thoughts to evolve organically, fostering realistic concepts that can be realized. Creativity thrives when limitations are acknowledged but not stifled, allowing for the emergence of practical solutions and innovative designs that address real-world needs. Creativity often ventures into realms beyond the constraints of reality, exploring possibilities that may seem far-fetched or unattainable. Yet it is this willingness to dream big and reach beyond conventional boundaries that paves the way for transformative breakthroughs. By daring to envision a world where the unimaginable becomes achievable, individuals can embark on journeys of discovery, pushing the boundaries of what is deemed possible. A shout out to all those who dare to dream and strive to learn their visions and to or to turn their visions into reality. Let's reread that sentence, because this has an exclamation point at the end. A shout out to all those who dare to dream and strive to turn their visions into reality. Your support fuels innovation and propels us forward on the path of realizing the extraordinary. Join us in celebrating creativity, innovation, and the relentless pursuit of dreams. Repost and follow Donye Taylor to stay updated on the latest developments and be part of the journey towards a brighter future. Together, let's continue to push the boundaries of what is possible with the power of ideas and innovation. And that is the post that was made on my The Ocean Science Instagram account. So, and here's how I'll close that out. Let's just play the music that follows, because this is a song by her friend or something like that. Hey, shout out to Smino for that one, y'all. That boy right there got some beautiful music, man. I love it. I might have to just jam that in the background for the rest of the podcast, because, dog, you can't just listen to that just once, man. That boy spitting them facts. And I know some of that language in the song wasn't necessarily just just for babies, but please forgive me. We'll work that one out in due time. You guys are amazing, and we'll work that out. Now, that is a shout out for science. Donye, she put science into work. She brought science to business. What I did was bring science to poetry. What I did was bring the science into the space of psychology. So psychology and science are oftentimes separated, because people only think of it as a tangible field, something that anybody can do, something that anybody can accomplish. But if you don't know the science behind it, then you are really putting other people's lives in danger. I love science, so I always protect the people I try to help. I always protect them. If you don't protect the people first, then you're doing it wrong. Okay, you need to protect the people before you start protecting yourself. Because if you are willing to take the risk of doing it, then you should know that you are safe, right? But if a person comes to you to get help, they need to know that you can keep their life safe, but also confidential, and also out of the hands of anyone that's willing to use their information as in a selfish way, you know. So they need to know these things, and it's good for you to not just take that lightly. I'm a science guy. Everything I do, I take very much on a personal level. I don't mess around with people's lives. Now, the science I wanted to get on here and do is from my book, Humans of the Ocean Science. I have not pulled out many topics for a new book yet, but I do have a new book, articles written. The few that I have written that are new are, they really bring me a lot of thankfulness, because I know that not everybody can do what I do. And for me to be able to do these things at the level that I've been doing it at for so long, I'm just so thankful for this gift that the Lord has rose up inside of me. And I just pray that the Lord will keep unveiling new ways for me to portray this craft and skill that he's blessed me with unto the ones and the people who I see on my everyday basis. I thank the Lord for these things that he's given me. Now, what science? Here's the big question. Kavaski, what science do you keep talking about? Well, guys, the science I'm telling you about is from the field of positive psychology, behavioral psychology, industrial organizational psychology, and abnormal, but not so much abnormal psych, but it's more of a, it's like a, I dip the pen in abnormal slightly, but I also use an eraser from time to time. So I'm not really big on the abnormal, but then I have social psychology and I'm really big on the physiological. And that's how I really get to the root of the problem, because not only did I take a physiological course, which was really tough for me, but I also took a physiological exercise physiology course. And so when I brought those two together, I took that exercise physiology course way after I took this physiological course. And so when I took that physiological psychology course, I had no idea of the steps I was taking in that course, because I was really young and it was a course that was kind of advanced on me, but I did as well as I could, but I didn't understand the caliber of the questions and the caliber of the study and the depth. I didn't really understand that depth yet, so I didn't do so well in the courses, but I was happy that I got that knowledge. And sometimes you just have to rest in that happiness, and that's what I did. I just rested in that happiness, man. I rested in that peace, and I was thankful for just that little bit I got. You know, I'm trying to figure out how I have leftover pieces over here now. Shoot, I got leftover pieces. I need to get rid of these bad boys. Hold up 1 second, y'all. Yeah. I told y'all I was doing my, setting up this little, Lego car. And I got a couple leftover pieces, but I don't understand why or how. They got French fries. They got a burger. Sure, they got a lot of stuff. I don't know where all this stuff is going to come into play. But I know it's going to get used. This is crazy. This is crazy. And I just met you. I don't even know what this is. I guess this is some type of ladder. Oh, I don't know, man. I'm getting lost right now. That right there, some type of ladder. I just hope that I have not left a single piece out of the question. Every piece is being used. That's what I hope. Every piece is being used. That's what I don't want to leave a single piece out. It's okay if it's a couple extras, but please don't let me leave any pieces that I need out. Because I want this thing to come together. All right. Right there. Now, I tell you all of these things about science to let you know that the science that I'm working and doing and telling you about right now is a science that I created. No one else created this science. I created this science. No one else can do this science. This is a science of me. This is a science of what I believe. This is the science of what I have manifested. And I'm thankful for my science. Now, if you want to see this science at play, you can purchase my books, Humans of the Ocean, Humans of the Ocean, and the Newer Places, and you will see this science at play and how I use it. And it is me. It is representation of what I do in every way. I don't only tell you guys about this stuff on here. I tell a lot of people all the time in reality, real life. That's why I tell you I'm studying these things, because reality is better than the internet, because in reality, we accomplish things. Other people want to see that you can accomplish things in reality. I'm kind of taking a bit of a relaxing day from, because I've been working really hard the last week. So I'm kind of just relaxing here right now. And, you know, I'm clearing my mind from some things that have happened in my days. I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't going to keep no secrets, man. I was talking to this girl, and she's from Mexico, and then she didn't want to talk to me no more because I said something that kind of hurt her feelings on the accident. And I ain't going to go into that, but, you know, I wasn't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to be mean. I'm not even a mean person. I just didn't understand how something that she said. I tried to comfort her, but I didn't understand something she was saying, man. And so I responded in the wrong way. And so I should have responded differently. And then that relationship ended, man. I didn't want it to go. But it did go. And that's okay with me. It went away. I guess so. I guess, you know, I don't think it's going to come back. But it did go. That relationship is over with. I messed that up. I can't do nothing but be thankful for the little time we shared together. That's all. We shared a little time together, and I can't do nothing but be thankful for that. Because she was nice. We met each other for a little bit. We got to know each other exist on this earth, and that's all that matter, man. We know each other exists. Yeah. She probably ain't got the best opinion of me at this point, I guess. But that ain't up to me, man. That ain't up to me at all. Now, I'm kind of delaying on how much I should tell you guys about the science that I do without y'all purchasing the book, because I really don't want to take that away from you guys, and so y'all can see the realness of the work. I definitely don't want to take that away from you guys, but I got to be smart about how I deliver my topics, because, you know, I'm excited, though. I'm excited. But I don't want to ruin this stuff for you. I want y'all to get a chance to see it for yourself. Humans of the ocean. Okay. So, it's going to be a lot of tags in this description. A whole lot of tags. But here's one of the most important ones that I'm going to reference. In my first book called Humans of the Ocean, The Ultimate Naivete, the star of that book is Emmett the Starfish. He has two little friends called Jacqueline and Malachi. One is a phytoplankton and one is a seahorse. Emmett meets a lot of different types of fish as he goes through this transformation called the Dashiki Ritual. And he meets these friends. He goes from a position of being a real starfish to standing upright and enjoying his life as a little starfish with incredible abilities. But now, as a starfish only moves through the ocean on its belly, this starfish that can now stand upright and talk and walk and move has so many new abilities. And so he not only can he engage, but he can run, he can jump, and he can talk and joke and eat in new ways. And he has cravings for things and make laughter and make all these good fun things and make friends. And so I portray the idea of a reality starfish going to a bit of my imaginative instance of a real starfish on a journey through the ocean to discover what can be for him. What is this new society he may be a part of, which is called the Land of Diamonds, where he goes into a huge building, which is encompassed by a large slab of gold, a slab of gold on the door. And he goes to the top and he's hanging out with all the fish and he's starting to decide whether he wants to go this way and do this and, or hang out with these people and how will he decide certain things. And he's making big decisions. And so the idea is this is where my science begins because he has the perfect attitude. Emmett has the perfect attitude. I created him to be awesome. He's not, he doesn't have flaws. Some things about him make him question stuff, and he's not really a nervous character, but he has to make big decisions at a pace that he has never done before. It's like, this is his first time. He's of age, but this is his first time experiencing new things and emotions. So when the emotions hit or the feelings hit, they hit really fast and really hard. And so that's why in the book, as you read, you'll see he goes through things, and I really exaggerate the time period and the moments when he's going through these things. But that doesn't mean he can't handle them or get through them. It's just that he's going through the things. That's all. And in order to get somewhere, you have to go through something, and that's what Emmett is doing. And my third book, I'll skip the second. Which is not for a reason, because the second book is really where my focus is at this moment. It's where my focus is. But in my third book, Humans of the Ocean, is where I really play out the factor of the mentality of Emmett. So what we'll be doing is we'll go on a tangent of making workbooks where Emmett is answering your questions and saying, oh, well, this is how I would handle this situation, or this is how we can work through this problem, or this is how we can do this, or this is how you should say this, see this, look at this. This is how this has been done in the past, and this is how we can work through this. And you guys know that AI is a big thing right now, artificial intelligence. But me as a true writer, and I started before all of this, it gets really tough for me to bring AI into the things that I do. But I have a... ventured into it. I've brought some AI into my latest articles, and so we'll be sharing that here soon. But I want you guys to know that just because I'm doing that doesn't mean that I'm going to deviate away from the real factor of me bringing real, genuine things to you guys. Because genuine is always better than ingenuine. Genuine is the best. I got a lot going into this new work, but I don't like to venture into the new work yet until I let you guys know that there is old work that is being closed out on. We do a lot of things, and when you start something new, you have to finish that old. When you start something new, finish the old. Finish the old. Don't just jump into something new without finishing what you started. You start it, finish it, and then you can move on. You got that? That's a big part. It don't matter what it is. You start it, finish it. You start something, finish that, and then you can move on to the next one. But don't just move on to the next thing. Move on to the next thing. Move on to the next thing. Make sure you finish something that you start before. Make sure, you see what I'm saying? If you pick up on this, if you start writing a paper, and you want to write another paper, and you want to write another paper, okay, you started three papers, but you need to finish the first one, finish the second one, then finish the third one. You started three. There's a reason why you started those three. If you only wanted to write one, you would have only did one. You want to do one, write one. You start one, and you wouldn't have probably started those other two. You would have started that one, and it would have been the one you wanted, but you started one. You started two. You started three. Okay, now finish all three. So go back to the first one. Start the, and then finish this first one. Go back to the second one. Finish the second one. Go back to the third one. Finish the third one. If you need to finish the third one, finish the second one, finish the first one first. Or finish the first one last. Make sure you finish what you started. Don't start that first one. Start the second one and then write the third one only. No, that first one was important. That was your initial idea. And you finished that. That's how we go about creating here with Humans of the Ocean. We finish the work that we start. I started my book, Humans of the Ocean, And I did not start my second book until I finished that first one. Yeah, I wanted to write more books. I did. But it's got to be in the work you do. It can't just be a piece of the work you do. It's got to be in the work you do. You got to keep it in the work. Because if once you do this, I'm trying to get this thing open too. It's got to be in there, because in the work is valuable. Your ideas are valuable. Not only is the ideas valuable, but you are valuable when you finish things. You're valuable when you finish. You're not valuable by default. You need to finish, and then you'll be valuable. Finish first, so you can accomplish things. You ain't just valuable. You ain't just wake up better than nobody. You gotta finish first. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about finishing. That's what football taught me. And I want to bring that energy into the world. Football taught me finish. You don't run to the finish line and stop right at the finish line. You finish 10 yards after the finish line. You may be exhausted. You run a 400 meter dash. You're not finishing at the finish line. You run through the line. Run 100 yards after the line. You just keep going. If you can't finish, you need more practice. You understand that part? You got me, bro. You got me, girl. You got me, sis. And that is the humming pod coming direct to you. And that's what I'm giving you every single time. And I will not hold back on on greatness. You are awesome. You are great. And you got it in you. You got to bring it out of you. Right now, I'm still trying to get these pieces put together. But I gotta find a piece with six parts on it, man. I can't find that piece yet. I'm guessing they ain't send it, because I ain't found it. If I ain't finding it, I'm going to have to sue the people who made this little box. No, I'm just fine. Because they ain't giving me my pieces, bro. I'm trying to get on my real slimy. All right, one piece is what I need. And I do not see her. Oh, there she go. Yes, Sersky. All right. Now, why would I call my books Humans of the Ocean and Humans of the Ocean? Let's answer that question. Well, Humans of the Ocean is me going from imagination to creation. Humans of the Ocean. This is the story of Emmett. Who was Emmett? Emmett was a real starfish in the water of the ocean, dying. Starfish were dying because of the global warming and climate change happening. Because of climate change, starfish would wander off into a certain spot of the ocean that was not their natural habitat, and they would die. They would turn to a pile of mush and die because the water temperatures weren't what they used to. And so I decided to write a story about Emmett the starfish, who wandered off from his natural habitat, and he noticed that the ocean was a dark and decrepit space. And he had never experienced this before in the ocean, but he couldn't really tell the difference because he was so used to his normal habits, normal routines, so used to it. And he couldn't really tell the difference. And so as he continued to on this route, something happened. A little speck came floating down and engaged with him. And then the speck spoke to him. And he realized he can interpret it. And as he's realizing that he can interpret what he's hearing, but it's only because the speck took time to engage with him. And so as the speck engaged, Emmett learned that, okay, I can trust. I have a thought process going on. This is awesome. And it's only because this speck was had already been through the dashiki ritual, and this speck was illuminate, and this speck was special for him. And that's the reason why Emmett got the chance to go through the dashiki ritual, and he was chosen, because Emmett had that spirit. Emmett had that soul. Emmett had that drive, and he was willing to do what it took to be himself in the midst of changing times. And that is why I wrote the story the way I did, because Emmett is going to represent the person who we are a lot of times. A lot of times we wander off because it's not what we naturally were used to. But we won't give up. We'll keep trying. And in the midst of it all, life will be life. But we will continue down a path of loving ourselves and listening to our hearts as we go. I'm a Christian man. And I write this work as a Christian man. And I say loving your heart or letting your heart speak. But I mean, let the Lord guide you. Because what he does is give us new hearts. Just like a starfish is broken in the ocean. Or just like a starfish loses its limbs. We are resurrected. We are resurrected with Christ. We gain a new heart in Christ. We gain a new heart once we accept Jesus in our hearts. Jesus gave us a new heart. That's the reason why he died. Jesus was broken so that we can be saved. Jesus was broken so that we will be saved from sin. And that is our greatest love. That is the greatest thing that we ever can have, is to love him and give our lives over to him and his will. And the will of the Father, because he is a great and good God, a good Father, and he will protect us. And this is the science. The science isn't hurtful. The science isn't unengaging. The science is of love. Let us end this podcast here with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the humming pod. Thank you for all of my social media platforms. Thank you for your love and your grace. For you are fantastic and amazing in our love. You are so fantastic and amazing in our hearts. You are so fantastic and amazing in the days and the ways that you give us. You give us so much and we are so ungrateful. And it's only by your grace, Lord, that we can walk this earth. We thank you, Lord, for giving us time to share together, giving us community, and giving us your son, sending Jesus, Lord, to die for our sins. For he is awesome. Fantastic and amazing, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we ask for your forgiveness for all of our brokenness. Thank you for dying for our sins. Holy Spirit, guide us. Guide us in our ways. Guide us in our habits. Guide us in our actions. For Lord, we cannot do it on our own, for we are a sick and nasty and wicked people. And because of all these things that we desire, Lord, it has separated us from you. Heavenly Father, forgive us for our wrongs and our trespasses. Forgive us for any mistakes that we have done. We repent in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. And thank you for the Humming Pod podcast that you have given me. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for all those who should listen and all those who should be invited on. Amen. Hey guys, that is the end of this podcast, the Humming Pod podcast, the Humans of the Ocean Science podcast, the Kavaski Irvin Show. And you know, I just be doing it big, doing my thing, just be chilling. Sometimes I just be cooling, you know, sometimes we play music, sometimes we vibe out, but we're going to do it how we do it. And that is the vibe. Thank the Lord for all the good things he's given us. I'll talk to you guys later. I'll see you later.